The highest-ranking soldier charged in the Iraq prison abuse scandal has been sentenced to 8 years in prison. The sentencing came a day after Staff Sergeant Ivan Frederick pleaded guilty to 8 counts of sexually and physically abusing Iraqi prisoners at Abu Ghraib. He's the third American soldier to be sentenced since the abuse scandal erupted 6 months ago. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
During his 2-day court-martial in Baghdad, Staff Sergeant Ivan, or Chip Frederick, gave a concise and disturbing account of what he did to some Iraqi prisoners. In one case, the 38-year-old Army reservist said he twisted a loose wire around the finger of a blindfolded prisoner and told the detainee he would be electrocuted if he moved too fast. In another, Frederick described how he punched one detainee in the chest so hard that the prisoner collapsed. Then Frederick ordered that detainee to perform a sexual act in front of a group of soldiers and other prisoners. But Frederick also testified about the chaos that reigned at Abu Ghraib prison and how he wasn't sure who was in charge. 6 months after the scandal erupted, that question still hasn't been fully answered. Nor have many others, including what was the role of the CIA, military intelligence, private contractors, and just how far up the chain of command does responsibility go? To date, there have been 8 major investigations into the abuse, more than 950 interviews conducted, some 15,000 pages of reports, and several congressional hearings. So far, in addition to the 3 soldiers sentenced, only 1 general has been suspended. That's not good enough, says Michael O'Hanlon, senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. O'Hanlon says this should go as high as the office of Donald Rumsfeld, the Secretary of Defense.
Donald Rumsfeld should have resigned over this because it was that serious of a problem that we needed to have somebody say to the world, I'm sorry, and even if it wasn't my direct doing, I will sacrifice my career as an act of penitence.
One inquiry, which was implemented by Rumsfeld, actually faulted the Secretary of Defense, but at the same time did not suggest he resign. Since abuse investigations began, about 100 soldiers have been referred to trial, received nonjudicial punishments, reprimands, or were forced out of the Army. Walter Huffman is the dean of Texas Tech Law School and a former judge advocate general of the Army. He says the military justice system is not aimed solely at low-ranking soldiers.
These courts martial that are being conducted are also directed toward finding at what level some leader in this chain of command should be held responsible.
Till then, Frederick and 6 other Army Reserve soldiers will personify the abuse scandal at Abu Ghraib prison. Jackie Northam, NPR News.